spot a woman in the front seat, screaming go, go, go. He's riding the accelerator down to the floor with his fuzzy little toe. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Little dune buggy in the sand. It was 2 years ago that our resident historian Felix Bunnell wondered aloud if some lunar rovers that were built in Kent could be designated as official King County landmarks. As it turns out, somebody was listening. I'm always happy to hear that. And that's exactly what's going to happen later this month in honor of the Apollo moon landing anniversary. Felix Bell is brought to you by the King County Library System. Yeah,
this is, I can't claim much credit for this. All I did was read an article in USA Today about preserving the Apollo landing sites, and that made me think about our homegrown lunar rovers. These are incredible folding electric dune buggies that were carried to the moon on three of the later Apollo missions and driven around by the astronauts to go farther than they could on foot. But this is pretty exciting. You know, it's not gargoyle exciting, of course, because the three lunar rovers remain on the moon. But they were built right here in Kent. King County Landmarks Coordinator Sarah Sneen told me why a landmark designation makes sense.
It's really to cement that tie between the building of the rovers in Kent at the Boeing facility and kind of the national movement of space exploration, especially the Apollo trips to the moon. So it's really just a kind of a community pride, like a recognition in the part that they played in that big effort to recognize these rovers and the engineering feats that enabled them.
Now, King County isn't the first jurisdiction to designate lunar landmarks. New Mexico and California both did this with long lists of items in those states that still remain on the moon. But this new local effort seems to be getting a lot of positive attention. Now, part of the reason for creating official landmarks is that there are concerns that someday, probably sooner than we think, space tourism will endanger all the NASA equipment on the moon. So perhaps these, shall we say, small steps are a good place to start, at least symbolically, to protect the sites and objects. And in some ways, it's not unusual for King County to designate a vehicle as a landmark. They've already done it with four railroad cars. But is this just lunacy, you say? Sarah Sneen has been on the job here in King County for less than a year. She's gotten a mixed reaction from colleagues in other parts of the country.
I've had a few reactions that weren't favorable. Most of them have been pretty excited. But there's been a few in the kind of the field that say, well, there's so many other things here to recognize and to work on. Why are we doing something on the moon? And, you know, to some point, I get that, but there's a lot to be said for the community pride and the things that they were involved in making. Whether or not it's here, we still can see them. They're still there. Like it's still part of a landscape, whether or not that landscape is here. And there still is a real connection between Kent and the moon for this reason.
And one man who still feels a personal connection between Kent and the moon is Charles Martin. He's in his 80s now, but he was in his early 30s when he worked at the Boeing Space Center and put each of those three rovers through some rigorous testing.
You know, you look at the moon and every so often, you look up there and you say, well, you know, there's part of me up there. And now, and even more so now where they're celebrating, you know, getting ready to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the first moonwalk, you know, you can go outside, you can't look at the moon without thinking about it.
And the rovers are public property, of course, which is my favorite kind of landmark, like a school or a stadium, because they belong to us. Still, Sarah Sneen told me that the official owner, NASA, happily gave their blessing.
We typically don't move forward with things without the owner permission. We're not interested in those kind of fights. We don't typically need to be. I mean, our political atmosphere is not the same as Seattle. So we really work to have the owners back up the process and be a part of it. Otherwise, we find that the community doesn't back it up, especially with something like this high-profile thing. If NASA was against doing it, we probably wouldn't move forward with it.
I also asked Sarah Sneen if the lunar rovers are uniquely Northwest. That is, are there features that make them quintessentially something that emerged from this region? She said not exactly, though there's something pretty important that could be chalked up to the rovers' local origins.
Well, it worked. I mean, if you want to say that Boeing had a hand in that, it worked, and it worked from far away. So, I mean, Boeing's experience and their engineering expertise must have done something, because it actually, all of them worked. They didn't really have a lot of problems with them.
It's pretty amazing, and you know, since we're blazing a pretty important trail when it comes to long-term preservation of lunar landing sites, I couldn't resist one more question.
You could almost say this is one small step for King County Landmarks, one giant leap for historic preservation.
I'm glad you said that, because I wouldn't say that. But yeah.
It's cool because, you know, I think when we did the story 2 years ago, we wondered if there was a school district out there that might want to take this on as a project. But it's actually the city of Kent, because they have all these new businesses there, like Blue Origin, who are working on the future of space travel. So they want to actually celebrate the past, but also talk about the future as well.
So when does this come up officially?
It's on July 25th. It's open to the public. It's at 5 o'clock in the afternoon at Kent City Hall.
And it appears to be relatively uncontroversial. Is that what you're telling me?
I think it's going to be unanimous, is my prediction. And it's just pretty cool that a piece of King County is sitting on the surface of the moon and will always be there and will be protected if all this works out.
Whose job is it to place the plaque up there?
Yeah, maybe Dow Constantine.